What's going on, guys? Welcome to the first episode of my podcast. And for my first episode, we have Cameron Wheeler. Yes, Cameron Wheeler. So this guy, man, he's been showing me some stuff with trading, AI trading. He made some people some money, man. So, and then we also go into imposter syndrome, which is really deep, and it was some stuff, man. He was telling me some stuff, and I was catching on to some of it, man. And I started to get real. So, without further ado, you guys, the first episode, The Power of Perception. Check it out. I just want to thank Cameron Wheeler for sitting down with me today. First episode of The Power of Perception, which was his idea, which was perfect. I love the title, man, for the episode. I want to thank you for sitting down with me. Very first episode. This is some pretty cool stuff I'm trying to do it. And having you here for the first one, it means a lot. So real quick, introduce yourself for people that don't know you, man.
All right. Hey, everybody. My name is Cameron Wheeler. I'm a 32-year-old author, entrepreneur, and a 7-year Navy veteran. So I currently make my living in the AI development trading community. I create and deploy artificial intelligence trading algorithms to be used in the foreign exchange market, Forex for short. I started my trading journey when I was stationed in Jacksonville, Florida, and that was around 2013. And I began learning the causes behind what makes the market fluctuate and how to capitalize on those fluctuations.
Okay, cool, pretty cool. So I know I looked at to it a little bit, but just explain, what exactly is AI trading?
So have you ever wished that you could have like a super smart computer assistant to help you with your trading decisions? That way you don't really have to make all those decisions on your own. That's basically what AI trading is. It uses sophisticated algorithms and machine learning techniques to make data-driven decisions based on buying and selling financial assets, such as the euro compared to the US dollar or Bitcoin, right? And it's amazing how these algorithms can really analyze such a huge amount of data from different resources, so that way it can identify patterns that humans might miss. And the best part is that it can make trades automatically with incredible speed and precision, which gives you a good edge in the market. Of course, though, there are risks with AI trading. It's important for traders and investors to be aware of these risks, and you want to make sure that you're using proper risk management strategies. You know, with any trading technology, there are going to be limitations and potential pitfalls, but it's important to understand these before diving in and utilizing one of these assets.
Right, and we'll get into the risk a little bit, but so as far as like what makes it unique, right? What's unique about AI trading?
So first of all, AI trading, it has the ability to process enormous amounts of data in real time. So that allows it to identify patterns and trends that human traders might miss. And this can be incredibly valuable for people who want to make informed decisions based on a broad range of information. Secondly, it's faster than human trading and much more efficient. You know, with the ability to process this large amount of data, it can execute trades automatically, and it can be incredibly efficient, leading to reduced trading costs and increased profits. But again, with any type of trading, there comes risks for potential and incorrect predictions, you know, such as exposure to unforeseen market events. So it's important to understand these limitations and risks before getting involved. But also, it's also important to understand that AI is constantly evolving. With advancements in machine learning and big data, these new techniques and strategies are being developed all the time. So this means that traders and investors need to stay up to date with the latest developments in order to remain competitive in this marketplace.
So, okay. And just real quick. It's just maybe me, right? So with trading, it's just like stocks, right? Is it the same thing?
So stocks, Forex. So we can look at stocks such as, you know, Meta, several different types of stocks. You can trade on those stocks in the Forex market, but it uses a different type of margin available. It depends on, you know, your account size, which stocks or financial assets you'll be able to trade. Trading as a whole, it's all in, it all encompasses basically analyzing market data. You'll look at a chart and you'll see either candlesticks or a line, and then you'll identify, you know, which trend it's going in, and you'll want to take trades based off of the trend it's going in order to be profitable.
Okay, cool. All right, so how can we leverage AI trading? How can we leverage it?
Well, trading bots are available. I shouldn't say available. They can basically identify trading opportunities that would be missed by human traders. And it also removes emotion from the equation, because as traders and investors, as humans in general, we're prone to emotion. We're thinking, what if I might miss this opportunity, or what if it goes in the opposite direction? Well, with trading algorithms, it can help to automate trading decisions and save time and reduce the potential for human error. So it basically allows you to improve your risk management strategies by using real-time data and insights provided by these algorithms. And you'll be able to increase your efficiency and your competitive edge by using these trading algorithms and tools.
Okay, so let's go back. So looking at that, right? So what is the risk versus the reward using AI trading?
That's a good question. And it's a loaded question at that. So when it comes to AI trading, there's both risks and rewards to consider. On the risk side, there's a possibility of over-reliance on AI algorithms. There's volatility in the market and limited interpretability of some algorithms. On the reward side, though, there's increased efficiency, risk management, and enhanced trading strategies. With any of these, it's important to approach AI trading with caution and careful consideration. So many traders and investors should definitely be aware of the potential risks and take the steps to mitigate them while also leveraging the potential rewards. Ultimately, though, it's, you know, the success of AI trading will depend on a variety of factors, including the quality of the data and the algorithms used, many market conditions, and the skill and expertise of the traders and investors themselves.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. So I know it's a lot. It's been a question I've been getting, right? And I'm dying to know this also. It's like, do AI bots make money? Like, do they really make money?
Absolutely. I mean, AI bots can make money, but it's important to note that their performance depends on a variety of factors. You know, while it can analyze a large amount of data, if you're over-reliant on it, you might end up using it too much and then putting your profits, you know, it may actually end up resulting in losses. You know, machines, they're not infallible and they can make incorrect predictions. But the quality of data and algorithms used, it has a significant impact on performance. You know, if you're using a bot that's only meant to be used in trending markets, and you use it in a market that's not trending, it's going to make incorrect decisions because it's being used improperly, as with any type of machine or any type of anything that you use. And also, if the data is incomplete or incorrect, the algorithms are poorly designed, this can lead to poor trading decisions and reduced profits or even losses, right? But ultimately, the success of AI bots depends on, like I say many times, a variety of factors, including the skill and expertise of the traders and the people who develop them. So the quality of data used, market conditions, all of that, while there's no guarantee of success, you know, you can basically put a bot on a trading chart and have it trade 24/7 if you like.
Okay. So you can basically, so what I'm hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong, right? So bots, they can mess up, but it all depends on, you can kind of like train it, right? This sounds like you can actually train it to where it does make the potential correct investments or the correct choices.
Absolutely. So as far as training it goes, it would have to mostly be recoded, right? So okay. If you see your bot is taking trades in a certain market situations where it shouldn't be, then you can go in and then tweak the algorithm to make it take trades at certain times or on even certain days.
Okay, cool. All right. So looking at that, right, putting time into doing that and using AI trading. So how much can you really make with it?
You know, I get this question a lot. People always want to know how much money can be made with trading with AI. You know, potential profits, they can vary widely and depend on a number of factors. You know, some traders and investors have reported significant profits while others have experienced major losses, right? So the amount of money that you can make, it depends on so many different factors, including the quality of data, market conditions, expertise of the traders and investors. For example, my friend Stan, he can see an average of 20 to 30% monthly on a 30K account. And my friend Tyler, he can see an average of 4 to 14% spread over multiple $100,000 accounts. You know, it all comes down to, you know, your capital, how much you're willing to risk, and the quality of the AI and how it was coded and its use factor, whether it's being used in trending markets or if you're trying to catch a breakout. It all just depends on which type of AI you're using and the goal that you have in the end.
Okay, cool. It does sound like it's multiple things. So with that, right? So I know there's a couple people that's like, I stick with, you know, with the regular, you know, they, you know, certain people are afraid of the AI stuff, right? So can you like just explain some of the stuff? What's the difference between AI and the human trading?
Absolutely. So for one, with the AI, it comes down to speed and efficiency. AI algorithms, they can analyze a vast amount of data and make trading decisions much faster than humans. You know, this can lead to increased efficiency and faster executions of trades. For example, if you're looking at a chart and you see that price is going up, but emotionally in your head, you're thinking, what if it goes in the opposite direction? That bot is going to take that trade immediately. And if you have preset algorithms set to have your stop loss and take profit, it's going to go and hit either that stop loss or take profit and adjust your stop loss up as the price is increasing, therefore increasing your profit and removing emotion from the situation altogether. Now, like I say, AI algorithms are not influenced by emotions such as fear or greed. So these types of things can cloud human judgment and lead to poor trading decisions. And that leads into the consistency factor, right? AI algorithms can maintain consistent trading strategies over time, whereas humans, they're subject to bias or inconsistency in their decision making. This also leads into interpretability. AI algorithms can be difficult to interpret, and they use many complex algorithms and models that are difficult for humans to understand, right? So this can make it challenging to understand how decisions are being made and to adjust strategies accordingly. Yeah. Although there's a creativity factor to it, you know, human traders can apply creative thinking and intuition, whereas AI, they don't have that. So, you know, we'll be able to identify new opportunities that may not be available or immediately apparent to a trading algorithm.
Yeah. And you know, that's one thing that with AI that I'm looking at also is trying to understand it more. So I'm curious, right? So how did you get into AI training? Like what started this?
So I got into this about 2.5, maybe 3 years ago when I actually joined a network marketing company that provided AI bots for a monthly fee. So since then, I decided to dive into it myself, and I've developed trading algorithms myself that can perform well on different currency pairs and commodities during times of the day, you know, certain times of the day, and high impact news events such as core CPI, which is Consumer Price Index. You know, I currently spearhead a technology business entitled Achieve More FX. This is where I create and deploy trading algorithms for clients and for myself just to be used in the foreign exchange market.
Cool. All right. So looking at it, right? So what is the next step of AI trading? Like how would this evolve? Like if you was to, you know, look at it and you got your eyes on it, like what's the next big thing with this?
You know, it's funny you ask me that, Eric, since we even did the pre-interview for this and you asked me these questions, it's already evolved since then. I've actually been using AI to create AI trading algorithms. Right. So the future of AI is extremely bright. You know, we're likely to see so many different advances and innovations in this era. So it could include the use of AI for risk management and compliance. Compliance is a big thing, especially when you're getting involved with several different brokers, whether they're offshore or they're in the continental United States. This can use predictive analysis and forecasting and the possibility of using AI coding systems, like I said, to actually create AI trading algorithms. You know, while it has the potential to revolutionize the world of finance, it's really important to approach this trading style with caution and carefully consider the potential risks and rewards. You know, as with any type of trading or investing, it takes hard work and gristle to be successful.
Right. So, yeah, man, looking at AI, everybody's a little scared about it, but we can use it as a tool, and it seems like there's a lot of opportunity there. So,
Absolutely.
So real quick, right? Let's change gears just a little bit, right? Because on this perception part, right? The power of perception. I want us to get it talking about imposter syndrome, right? So, like, what is that? Let us know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I actually have suffered with that many times in the past, and it's not something that you can ever really completely overcome. You know, it comes with different areas in life. So basically, imposter syndrome, it's a psychological pattern where individuals doubt their own accomplishments, and they have a persistent fear of being exposed as a fraud or imposter, regardless of how many times their talents or skills have been validated in the past. You know, despite evidence of their competence, people with imposter syndrome, they usually feel they don't deserve their success and that they somehow deceived others into believing that they're more than capable or intelligent than they really are. So these types of things can lead to feelings of anxiety, self-doubt, and a lack of confidence in your own abilities. You know, it's a common experience, particularly among high achievers, but it can be overcome with awareness, support, and self-compassion. You've got to have some grace with yourself.
Right. Yeah, man. And yeah, that sounds, sounds like me starting out a little bit. I probably had this starting out a little bit when I first started in my entrepreneurship. But so like yeah. when and where can we see this?
Well, it can occur in various different settings. It can occur in the workplace, academia, and personal relationships. But it's often experienced by high achievers who feel they don't deserve their success. They've somehow deceived others into believing they're more competent. But it's mostly common during transitions or change, such as starting a new job, taking on a new role, moving to a new place, or even beginning a new relationship.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. My thing is, everybody likes to shine, right? Everybody likes to do their thing, right? But I always stay humble, man. Always. Because, you know, you got to get a good feel. So how can you identify manipulators? Let's talk about that for a little bit.
You know, they can be particularly difficult to identify, and their tactics can leave you feeling confused, hurt, and vulnerable. But it's common for people who have been manipulated to feel ashamed or embarrassed, you know, like they should have known better or seen the signs earlier. It's important to remember that manipulation is not your fault. It's a tactic used by those who have control or seek control over others. And it's not a reflection of your own self-worth or intelligence. So I want to go over some of the signs, and I'll refer to my notes here.
Okay.
Signs that someone can be a manipulator. They include, they can twist the truth or lie to create a false reality. Mm-hmm. You know, they frequently use guilt, pity, or threats of violence to get what they want. They try to isolate you from your friends or family or other support systems. Mm-hmm. They constantly shift blame onto others and refuse to take responsibility for their own actions. They make unrealistic promises and commitments that they can't keep. They use passive-aggressive behavior to express their displeasure or manipulate you into doing something. And they can try to make you feel like you owe them something or that you're in debt to them. If you suspect that you're being manipulated, it's important to remember that you have to set boundaries and communicate your needs clearly. You know, you're also not alone. You can also seek support from your friends, family, or even a therapist to, you know, navigate these difficult situations. I mean, even I myself, I went to therapy for 2 years when I was getting out of the Navy, struggling with PTSD, imposter syndrome, people who've tried to manipulate me in the past. And I'm proud to say that I've worked through it for the most part. It's not all completely gone. I still struggle with it from time to time. But like I said, I have a good support system, and I keep some grace with myself and understand that in no way does it reflect my own self-worth or intelligence. It's just that people can be manipulative, and you have to set those boundaries and identify them.
Right. Yep. 100. I agree 100%, man. So I hear that you said that, you know, you dealt with it and things of that nature. So how do you deal with imposter syndrome?
Well, there's a lot of different strategies you can use. For one, you can recognize and acknowledge your feelings. You know, acknowledging that imposter syndrome is a common experience, it's okay to feel doubt, you know, self-doubt or insecurity. You just have to reframe your negative thoughts, right? So challenge your negative self-talk and replace it with positive affirmations, right? Focus on your accomplishments and your strengths rather than your own perceived shortcomings. You can seek support from others, like I said earlier, talk to friends and family or even a therapist. And you can share your experiences and ask for support. it's really one of the biggest things is it's important to set realistic goals, you know, because when you break down your large goals into smaller achievable steps, you can celebrate your success along the way. It's kind of like looking at a ladder and thinking it's going to take me forever to get up there, but you have to take it one step at a time. You can't skip 15 steps, right?
Right.
Also, it's good to practice self-care, take care of your physical and emotional health, make sure you get enough sleep, you eat well, exercise, and pray or meditate if you're into that, which I am, and engage in activities that bring you joy. You know, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that you should embrace failure as a learning opportunity, right?
Yes.
Remember that failure is a natural part of the learning process. We've all got a learning curve. We're not all going to win every time. So, you know, embrace this learning process and use it as an opportunity to grow and improve.
No, all right, man, listen, just listen to you talk more about it, man. It seems like I probably had this imposter syndrome, you know, coming up and starting, because one of the things was that, you know, being hungry and getting to entrepreneurship, right? And you trying to, you know, be the best, do your best and things like that. You look at stuff like that, right? Like how people see you and if you're going to succeed or if you're going to fail, then, you know, how you take that and, you know, all that is making sense, man, when you say it. But yeah, the one thing that really hit home for me is when you said measure your success or set goals, like small goals instead of a big goal, right? Everybody's looking at the right end product that they want to get. They want to, you know, be, you know, make millions of dollars, but, you know, there's steps before you get to making $1 million, right? So, but yeah, I reside with that, man. I'm working on that now, like setting my mini goals to get to my big goals. So that's definitely a big thing. So like, so with that being said, right? So if this even a thing, right? But how like what happens when you master it, or if you even can master imposter syndrome?
Well, I would say that it's unlikely that you'll ever completely master how to deal with imposter syndrome, right? Because it can show up in many different areas of life. You know, it's this common experience that can ebb and flow throughout life, and there's different benefits to come from learning and managing how to overcome it. But firstly, you know, you'll likely experience a greater self-confidence and self-assurance. By recognizing and challenging the negative thoughts and belief, as I said earlier, you'll be able to trust in your own abilities and your talents as though they've been validated in multiple spaces, right?
Right.
You'll be equipped to handle and challenge setbacks much better, you know, rather than becoming paralyzed by self-doubt, which happens a lot in the trading community. People get paralyzed. They watch the market move in their direction that they chose, that they knew it was going in. They took no trades in that direction. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be able to approach obstacles with a sense of resilience and determination. Finally, you know, you'll be able to form a deeper, more meaningful connection with other people. You know, by being open and honest about your experiences with imposter syndrome, you'll be able to connect with others who've experienced similar feelings and create a sense of community and support. So I'd say overall, learning to deal with imposter syndrome can be a transformative experience that allow you to live more authentically and confidently and achieve your goals with a greater sense of ease and clarity.
Nice, man. I don't think it could be said any better, man. Well, Cam, I appreciate you stopping by, man.
Yes, sir.
But definitely, I learned a lot, man. So real quick for the people that's listening, let them know where they can find you at on either the internet or social media.
Well, honestly, you can find me on Facebook, Cameron Wheeler, or you can find me on Instagram, Cameron D-E-E Wheeler. And you can also join my Facebook group at AchieveMoreFX.com.
Nice, nice, man. So once again, I put some links in for the podcast. You guys check out the links, and we're gonna set up some stuff. And if you guys are interested in more or working with Cam with the AI trading, I'll set some links up with that. And I'm gonna work with Cam off and offline, and we're gonna figure out how to get you guys set up with him. And he'll take care of you, man, for sure.
Absolutely, I look forward to it.
All right, Cam. Once again, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate you. Until next time, man.
Till next time. Have a good one, brother.